नारायणा नमस्कृत्यानुरुञ्चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततोजयं उदीरयत् नस्य प्रायस्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन। श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास इज टेकन फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 44 जान शीति सुता स्वाजना तदारन पत्याम श्रीयाम सुरभरे सदयावलोकम नश्चान नेपश्चाद उचितम महात्मादुवेत सेवानुराक्ता मनसम अभावो पिफल्गु। वर्ड फॉर वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। या हु दुस्याजान, वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू गिव अप। Shiti, the earth. Sutta, children. Swajana arta daran, relatives, riches, and a beautiful wife. Pratyam, desirable. Shriyam, the goddess of fortune. Suravare, by the best of the demigods. Sadaya avalokam, whose merciful glance. Na, not. Aishchat, desired. Nrepa, the king. Tad uchitam, this is quite befitting him. Mahatam, of great personalities, Mahatmas. Madhudvet, of Lord Krishna, who killed the demon Madhu. Seva anurakta, attracted by the loving service. Manasam, of those whose minds. Abhava api, even the position of liberation. Phalgu, insignificant. Translation by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear king, the activities of Bhag Maharaj are wonderful. He gave up everything difficult for others to give up. He gave up his kingdom, his wife, and his family. His opulence was so great that even the demigods envied it. Yet he gave it up. It was quite befitting a great personality like him to be a great devotee. He could renounce everything because he was so attracted to the beauty, opulence, reputation, knowledge, strength, and renunciation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna is so attractive that one can give up all desirable things for his sake. Indeed, even liberation is considered insignificant for those whose minds are attracted to the loving service of the Lord." Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. This verse confirms Krishna's all attractiveness. Maharaj Bharat was so attracted to Krishna that he gave up all his material possessions. Generally, materialistic people are attracted by such possessions. Ato griha kshetra sitapta vitae janasya muhuyam aham mahamiti. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 8. One becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. The attraction for material things is certainly due to illusion. There is no value in attraction to material things, for the conditioned soul is diverted by them. One's life is successful if he is absorbed in the attraction of Krishna's strength, beauty, and pastimes as described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Mayavadis are attracted to merging into the existence of the Lord, but Krishna is more attractive than the desire to merge. The word abhava means not to take birth again in this material world. A devotee doesn't care whether he is going to be reborn or not. He is simply satisfied with the Lord's service in any condition. That is real mukti. Iha yasya hare tasye karmana manasa jira nikila shapi avastatu jivan muktasa uchete. Translation. One who acts to serve Krishna with his body, mind, intelligence, and words is a liberated person, even within this material world. Bhakti Rasa Mitrasin 1:2-187. A person who always desires to serve Krishna is interested in ways to convince people that there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. That is his ambition. It doesn't matter whether he is in heaven or in hell. This is called Uttam Shloka Lalasa. Om Ginati Vidandasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Om Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sakajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatru Vescha Kripa Sunibhe Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivashari Gol Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Sitarine Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prima Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurachishe Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavya Divyacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprima Raspadaya Chaitanya Chindraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chindraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chindraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chindraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. English translation of Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 44. Shukadeva Goswami continued, My dear King, the activities of Bhat Maharaj are wonderful. He gave up everything difficult for others to give up. He gave up his kingdom, his wife, and his family. His opulence was so great that even the demigods envied it. Yet he gave it up. It was quite befitting a great personality like him to be a great devotee. He could renounce everything because he was so attracted to the beauty, opulence, knowledge, reputation, strength, and renunciation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna is so attractive that one can give up all desirable things for his sake. Indeed, even liberation is considered insignificant for those whose minds are attracted to the loving service of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami is explaining, shedding light on the attractiveness of Krishna on the one hand, and the understanding by the pure devotee of the Lord that Krishna is so attractive that nothing in the material world can compare to his ability to attract and the benefit that the devotee gains by bathing in the attraction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shukadeva Goswami explains that Maharaj Bharat had so much opulence that even the demigods envied the opulence. Demigods are in the heavenly planets, and the heavenly planet is well equipped materially with so much for sense enjoyment. So much opulence is there, material opulence, that for them, the demigods, to envy what Bharat Maharaj had meant that Bharat Maharaj had a whole lot. Envy, rivalry, that's still in the heavenly planets. That's the big disease that's there. People wanting other things, comparing what they have to what others have, and sometimes trying to go after that. Unfortunate, true, but people are always greedy. The heavenly denizens are no exception. It is difficult because of the wealth that's there to be fully submitted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The opulence gets in the way. So the bhakti is not completely clean. Mishra bhakti, mixed. Desires for material things are there. But in this case, Bharat Maharaj, who later became Jatparat, who was instructed so nicely, at the time, two lifetimes back when he was a king, he was not attached to any of those. Sukadeva Goswami explained that Maharaj Bharat gave up everything which is difficult for others to give up. His kingdom, that's a big one. Everything that was under his control, he gave that up. He gave up his wife, the closest to him, and his family also, closest to him. The opulence in the kingdom was so great that the demigods envied it. Still, he gave it up. So, Shukadeva Goswami is saying, for Bharat Maharaj to be able to do that, that was quite befitting a great personality like him to be a great devotee. He could renounce everything. That's where Shukadeva Goswami begins to explain. He could renounce everything in the material world because he was so very much attracted to the beauty of Krishna, the opulence of Krishna, the reputation of Krishna, the knowledge of Krishna, the strength of Krishna, and the fact that Krishna himself was not attracted to any of anything anywhere. He was self-satisfied, so he was renounced. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has these qualities that are very, very attractive to the devotee who is pure and understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead's greatness. Nothing compares to the greatness of the Lord, and so Bharat Maharaj showed that by leaving everything else that he had control over and those who even loved him, and focusing on Krishna. So Krishna is so attractive that one can give up all material desirable things for his sake. Even liberation, going back to the spiritual world, as Srila Prabhupada explains later on, that's considered insignificant for those whose minds are attracted to the loving service of the Lord. Now the advantage to that is when a person is liberated, by dint of their service, the dint of connection to Krishna consciousness. Mentally they are liberated, but if they are conditioned soul, they are still in the material world. Yet, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that even liberation is considered insignificant for those whose minds are attracted to serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. Srila Prabhupada in other places in the scripture has said that liberation is a byproduct. He also said that the devotee should concentrate on serving the Lord wherever he is. Going back to Godhead, He said the body, Sipapa said the body shouldn't worry about that. That is not the body's business. That is Krishna's business. In his own sweet will, whenever he determines that the devotee comes after that particular lifetime to the spiritual world, then the devotee is going to go to the spiritual world. But the devotee's prime occupation should be how to serve Krishna, how to propagate Krishna consciousness, how to bring other people into Krishna consciousness that were not there before, conditioned souls that need to be convinced that the path to liberation is the path outside, that takes us outside of this material world. That whatever is here, as Bharat Maharaj is demonstrating, is not to be attached to. They are all temporary for one. And even if they outlast the person, they outlast the person because Krishna comes as death, then everything is ended. All material things owned is no longer owned by that person. It's interesting, this morning I got up and the first thing that came to mind as I was thinking about Krishna is how temporary things are in this place. No matter what we have now in our possession, no matter what we're paying for, at some point, and I was looking at my age and the age of my family, which is young, all of them are younger than me, and therefore, all things considered, I'll be the first to go. I thought a little bit about death, but not in a mundane way. But death means the next set of things to do for Krishna. Death means Krishna stops the life here the way it is. We should not be attached to anything that's in our possession, because the attachment to it will also give us pain when we find out that we have to leave it. Therefore, we shouldn't. Maharaj Bharat is a very, very great example of a person who has so much that even the demigods who are well stocked materially in the heavenly planets are envying what he has here, or what he had here at the time. Krishna is so attractive that one can give up all desirable things for his sake. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says the first sentence as this verse confirms Krishna's all attractiveness. So much is true and wonderful and attractive about Krishna that the pure devotees who understand that position can give up everything material and stick to him. Bharat Maharaj was so attracted to Krishna that he gave up all his material possessions. Generally, materialistic people are attracted by such possessions. So we are being taught not to be materialistic. We are in a material world, and that's why we were taught that, all right, so for a period of time, we are here, but only for a period of time, temporarily. We are here. And if you are in a place that's temporary, if you get too attached to the things that are there, then to that extent, you'll be miserable when you have to leave it. That's why the best way to use material things is in service of the Lord, so you can remember the Lord. So I have to use what I have in serving the Lord, so I can remember the Lord and the Lord's devotees and the Lord's words of what to do, what not to do, as explained by the spiritual master. Normally, this weird world that we live in, one becomes attracted to his body. Yashatma buddhi kunape tridatuke. The person that is thinking in animal consciousness, Aiva Gokara, is thinking that this body, which is a bag, kunape, bag of the three dhatus, tridatuke, mucus, bile, and air, among other things that's in there. A person that's attracted to his body, knowing that the body is temporary, having seen other people's body, especially those who've lived here longer, and noticed how old the bodies have become, and how almost non-functional the bodies have become. Sometimes they think that it won't happen to them. So Srila Prabhupada taught a lesson at the time he was on his deathbed. And the devotees, his disciples, young disciples, were crying, were feeling so morose. He told them, don't think what's happening to me will not happen to you. Very good lesson to learn. He was implying that you may have young bodies now, but your bodies are going to get old. And now, sometimes on YouTube, when I see a video of a lecture, and the person's name I recognize, and I haven't seen that person in a long time, I look at the image in the video, and definitely old age has set in. There were those devotees that I knew back in 1998, which is a good, well over 20 years ago, that I saw giving class in Houston, and they recorded it, videoed it, and put it in video. I could tell the person's face is still there, but the old age also, the signs of old age were showing. So that's what's there. Birth, then you go to old age, then you go to disease, not in that order necessarily. Then death comes, takes everything away. So, when we get too attached to body, home, property, children, relatives, and the wealth, then our lives' illusions are increased. When we get attached to it, attracted to it, then we think in terms of this is mine, that's mine, my family is an extension of me. So much we think that way. But Srila Prabhupada is saying, that's what keeps us in the material world. When we think about the material world so much, then at the time we're leaving our body, since we're preoccupied with thinking about the material world, then things about the material world are what is going to show up in our mind rather than Krishna and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, repeating the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra several times every day has so much that helps us out of the illusion. It helps us out of the illusion, that particular practice of japa, and then hearing and joining in kirtan. Those activities help us a lot because they make us focus on Krishna. And if you listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures, they all point to the fact you get more insight into spirituality, but the fact is we are not of this world. Going back to Godhead is the underlying tone in the lectures of Srila Prabhupada when we hear him. He never praises the material world. Material world is what? Suffering condition. Those who are in here are suffering condition. Sense gratification. Suffering condition. Sense gratification to try to forget our suffering condition. But there is suffering condition here. This is the way it is. It's jail. And it's meant for a person to recognize where they are and work hard, following the instructions given to get out of jail, so that after this body is over, cease to be functional, then we can leave. So, Srila Prabhupada says the attraction for material things is certainly due to illusion. Why do people get attracted to material things? Because they think it's going to make them feel better. But has anybody ever felt better permanently? No. There is some apparent satisfaction of the senses, some of the senses, for a period of time, and then the reality hits us again. This place is a place to work hard. And then you think about the spiritual world, nobody works hard. And we suffer here. We're hardly ever happy for a long period of time because anxiety is around the corner practically on everything. But in the spiritual world, it's carefree. So much happiness is there, as is explained. We've forgotten. We've been gone 7 lifetimes. So much happiness is there that the talking is like singing. And the walking is like dancing. Now, a person that can't even walk straight and just dances and can't speak normally but just sings, that is a very, very happy person. Just happy, as happy as it gets. And that's home. So Srila Prabhupada has given us so much mercy by pointing the direction to home and how we can in fact follow the path back to the spiritual world through devotional service to Krishna's devotees, to Krishna's representative, the Guru, and to Krishna himself, the Acharya Vigraha. One's life is successful if he is absorbed in the attraction of Krishna's strength, Krishna's beauty and pastimes as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto. Then Srila Prabhupada says, my bodies are attracted to merging into the existence of the Lord, which can be done, but Krishna is more attractive than the desire to merge. Krishna will relate to us in different rasas, in different relationships. And he's also said that if we understand the transcendental nature of his appearance and his activities, then we won't take birth in this material world again. One who understands that, understands it loaded with, lives by that too. We understand and live by it. We understand and live by the instructions given by Guru. Because Guru is representing Krishna, so the activities that he asks us to do are activities that are pleasing to Krishna, or approved or sanctioned by the Lord. So, a devotee, Srila Prabhupada says, doesn't care whether he's going to be reborn or not. Mama janmani janmani shwari avatar bhakti ahoitiki twai. Lord Chaitanya says, birth after birth. Well, there's no birth after birth like that in the spiritual world. Birth after birth, the material body takes place in the material world. But Lord Chaitanya is saying, it doesn't matter to me as a devotee. He's showing how to be a devotee. He's God himself. Doesn't matter how many times I'm born here. I would love to be born connected to devotional service and not ceasing to assist in every situation as a servant, serving in bhakti. A person that thinks that way, that is real mukti. Very, very important to understand that way. So, iha yasya hare dasye karmana manasa jira nikila shvapi abhashtatu jivan muktasa uchite. One who acts to serve Krishna with his body, with his mind, with his intelligence and words, is a liberated person, even if he's still in this material world. One who acts to serve Krishna, this is from the handbook, Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. One who acts to serve Krishna with his body and mind and intelligence and words. Everything he says has a Krishna angle to it. Everything he does is directly or indirectly serving Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Every time his mind is on the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he's either chanting or hearing the mantra. And these days, it's definitely possible to do. As Srila Prabhupada has described, let the people who manufacture those things that are in high tech and help us to hear, let them go on. We'll buy it and then we'll turn it into service by hearing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So everybody that has a cell phone is challenged to put it out, put out that video, and listen. Even if you put the cell phone in your pocket or hang it with a clip on the side of your dress or whatever, hear the holy name from Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra should be ringing. Some devotees have taken advantage of the high-tech situation and put videos of Srila Prabhupada using, again, technology to extend it to sometimes 10 hours, almost 11 hours of chanting. All we have to do is access it, and Srila Prabhupada will keep chanting. The recording of a chanting will help us to remember Krishna at all times. It's a very, 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 very beneficial thing to do for every devotee. And that's why we're going on the campaign to hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra daily. And when you're going to bed also, it should be at your bedside, the device that plays that. So you can hear tuned low, but it will still be picked up all night. Remember, when we go to sleep, the senses, the hearing senses, I mean, the seeing senses, well, the eyes are closed. Some of the senses are not working. We're not smelling. We're not doing much of that. But the ears are always open. That's why a person's name can be called and the person can be awakened by just the call of their name if it's loud enough. Therefore, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra being played means the sense of hearing is still picking it up. And therefore, we gain by flooding our minds with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that when the time comes and we're being called out of this body, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is what we remember. Therefore, we will remember Krishna. And Krishna says, without a doubt, remember me. Put your mind on me at the time you leave in the body, you come to me without fail. Without fail. Supreme Personality of Godhead said that. So, renunciation is the example taught by Bharat Maharaj. He was even more renounced when he became Jat Bharat because the mistake that he made by caring for a deer at the expense of his devotional service cost him one life of going back to Godhead. He could have. But he was born here after the deer body. He left the body, and he left the body in a glorious way, even in a deer's body. He made a prayer to be connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in bhakti and never give that up. So, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, text 1, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is listing qualities by godly men endowed with the divine nature. What they are like. When a person is connected to Krishna and they are removed, mentally at least, from all other things material, then they are renounced and their qualities are listed by Krishna himself. So in Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, text 1, 1, 2, and 3 are together, but we read only about 1 today. As time permits, we may go to the others. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, said, Abhayam, fearlessness. When one understands that the Lord is the Supreme Controller and everything emanates from Him, material and spiritual, when we're connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His instruction from a spiritual master, there is nothing to fear because protection is given by the Lord. So fearlessness should be a quality. We should always be in a meditative mood. Hearing, because once we are quiet, you will hear instructions. We chant the holy name, more instructions come. And protection also comes. And when we hear and also realize that many, many situations, many examples in our lives daily, we are taking out of situations that could be dangerous to others, even the physical body. Then we realize the Lord is definitely caring for us through His energy, if not directly. And that means there's no need to fear. So fearlessness is a quality of a godly person endowed with divine nature. Sattva Samshuddhi, purification of one existence. So purification of one's existence is done by hearing and chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When one hears and one begins to live by the instructions that came from what they were hearing, you have to hear from bona fide source. Srila Prabhupada has made that easy. Following ISKCON and ISKCON's rules, they are bona fide because those are rules from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Srila Prabhupada to us, to the Parampara. So to purify one's existence involves hearing and chanting from the bottom of our hearts. Chanting also, sometimes we're told to chant in desperation because we are living in a difficult place at a difficult time. And when someone is in difficulty, they hope for the time when things could be better. The difficulty with us is that rather than try to get out, We are being bombarded with different ways that people who are an illusion are telling us that we can find solutions to life here and be happy here. It's not possible. It is not possible. The clashes, the difficulties from one's mind and from the devas especially, the way they change the weather and helplessly we push into one weather after another, whether we like it or not. That tells us that we are being punished. When you don't have say in anything, when all your desires are fulfilled, and you just go by whatever is thrown at you, especially the way the weather is in different parts of the world. Some parts of the world may say it's very cold. Some parts of the world may say it's very hot. Some parts just it's too dry. Some parts just it's too humid. So we have these physical bodies, and what kind of weather suits this physical body? It seems like we don't have that. Very, very few times can we ever say in any part of the world that the weather is nice. And even that, it's for just our senses. The soul has nothing to do with it. This is not the soul's abode. Therefore, we should really, as my Guru Maharaj likes to say, we should rejoin Krishna consciousness. When he uses the word rejoin, then he's saying, he's telling us that he's aware, and Krishna is aware, that we have made mistakes and that we need to clean up our act and become a part of Krishna consciousness with greater seriousness. That was what we meant by rejoining. And usually at the time he was getting ready to take new disciples, he would say, everybody else that's already initiated, think about rejoining. Make it an effort to rejoin. The effort is an effort to improve our Krishna consciousness. So purification of one's existence is important. You purify in knowledge and also in yoga. In reading, hearing, and also chanting. Dhanam, charity. Charity opens up the mind and opens up the heart. We say the mind because the mind has to agree, even when the heart wants to give. The mind has to agree because the mind is sometimes one that comes, oh, but there's this other thing to do, there's this other thing to do. With the same thing we want to give out in charity, therefore don't give it out. We have to overcome the mind. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, we should beat the mind in the morning and beat the mind in the evening. And His Holiness Guru Govinda Maharaj explained that when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, beat the mind with the broom, it means, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we beat the mind with the same way as infusing the mind with the holy name of Krishna, so loud and so dominant that other things pale and disappear eventually from the mind. Only Krishna consciousness and what's good, service is good for Krishna consciousness and propagating Krishna consciousness is the one thing that we go after. That is purifying one's existence in yoga, in bhakti yoga. So, we need to give in charity because charity increases our love. Gifts are given by those in the spiritual world one to another constantly. Constantly. It shows that one entity loves the other entity. They think about the welfare of the other entity. They think of what will make them happy, the other person happy, the other entity happy, and they do just that. And gifts, as I said, also in the Nectar of Instruction, a very powerful way to convey that message of love. Dharma, controlling the mind, and yajna, performance of sacrifice. For us, it's both can be done, controlling the mind and performing sacrifice by engaging the senses. In the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. By chanting, our sacrifice is simple. We don't need any kind of elaborate preparation. Just open the mouth and chant distinctly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Swadhyaya, study your Vedic literature with the view to understanding Krishna. Vedayasya sarva aham eva vedyo. He says the Vedas, na kumpava him, vidanta vidyadakri eva chaham. So Vedas is to be known. Vedas is a means by which Krishna is known. And he says he's the knower and is also the compiler of the Vedas. So we read the ones that have been taken, then ripened fruit, Srimad Bhagavatam, as is explained to us, I heard in another lecture, that whatever is said in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam has explained it in greater detail. So the Bhagavad Gita is a summary of what is that we need to know in deep spirituality. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra commentary, tells us everything in greater detail, everything, material and spiritual both. Of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is literally one in which Sankhya philosophy is there. The pastimes were ordered there. The Sankhya philosophy is also explained by Lord Kapila, what the material energy is about and what spirituality is about, so that every able-bodied, good-thinking person would choose spirituality over materialism. They are all in Srimad Bhagavatam. So study of Vedic literature, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, is important. Austerity, tapa. Austere living helps us to disconnect from the worldly activities. The worldly activities are the one that keeps us here. Disconnecting through austerity is looking things in the face and saying, I'm not going for it. Or there's some inconvenience, but you allow it anyway. Why? Because we're using the situation to turn our attention more to Krishna and a lot less, or if possible, zero to Maya. Ajavam, simplicity. One must be simple. One must use things only for serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly or indirectly. One must not go after material things just for the satisfaction of having them. What is necessary is just what you need to have. Necessary to live a material life decently, not necessarily opulently. Sometimes Krishna, as Bhagavad Gita has explained, would allow renunciation to come to one. Renunciation is sometimes getting a lot of wealth. But then what that happens to a devotee, then Krishna is aware of the fact that this devotee wants the means to which to serve, or by which to serve the society even better. And the means and what they're going after in terms of the goal requires that kind of financial help, that kind of material things being available. Then Krishna makes available. As long as there's the determination on the part of the devotee not to use it for personal sense gratification, but to use it in the projects that push Krishna consciousness and propagate it more around the world. That is a renounced person, because the wealth may be there, or Krishna may open up the gates, the floodgates of material wealth, but it is to be used for service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to propagate his name around the world. So, other than that, a person's own needs, whatever is necessary is what you go for. Not superfluous, whatever is necessary. That's all. So that way, then a person lives a renounced life. Renunciation may also mean that someone is with very little materially, and they want to focus more of their time in connecting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in bhakti. Therefore, Krishna arranges for material life not to impose so much on their time, and therefore Krishna gives little But the person doesn't feel that they are poor or they are deprived by having little. They use their mind, they use their time. There's not much to do in the material energy because the way Krishna has set up their lives, so then they can use more and more of their time in serving humankind, bringing them up to Krishna consciousness, and those who are there, enthusing them to be even more connected strongly to Krishna consciousness. It is the best thing for anyone in this world. It's an open secret. People are not connecting with it who are unfortunate, and those who are fortunate are connected with it, and they live their lives such that no matter what comes as a challenge, they, through help of devotees, Sadhu Sangha Association, and advice from those who are experienced, are able to overcome that and go on. Now, speaking about that, advice should be sought constantly. The growth process is not a thing that happens overnight. Therefore, the body should have somewhere to go to get things, to bounce things off of others. Even if they want to do things to serve spiritually, it's new, it's something they haven't tried before. They should share their ideas with somebody who is a well-wisher. In speaking about that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur always, he's a pure devotee, Manjari, but he still shared his ideas to bounce up off of Jagannath Das Babaji. He always shared in his life history of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it is said there, that he would in fact get second opinions from Jagannath Das Babaji before he did different things. So, the pure devotee is showing an example of checking in with another pure devotee. So devotees that mean well for us, we should check in with the devotees have been around and can guide us and are committed to the process, should be checked in with to get their advice on different things we need to do or comes to mind to do. And they will tell you, obey the spiritual master's instructions. Tat vijnana ibhigacche. Tat gurum ibhigacche. Difficult for me sometimes to say. But we need to check in with the knowledgeable personality, the guru. Always. That way, then these qualities would come and it won't be so difficult for us to live by them. Krishna is merciful. Krishna knows that we want to come to him because guru is slowly but surely convincing us. The rest of it, we'll say a couple more and then we'll stop. Non-violence. Now, as far as non-violence is concerned, a person is being violent if they try to block another person from advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is spiritual violence. And that is the most serious one. It's more serious than infliction of violence in the physical body. That may happen sometimes by accident. That may happen by intent from a criminal. But the soul is never violated in any kind of way. Unless a person tries to block the opportunity that's there for another to advance in Krishna consciousness. That is very heavy violence. That we should free ourselves from. Non-violence. Arjuna, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, after Krishna explained what was and what was not, and he answered all his questions, and he told them that I'm finished, and you deliberate on it and tell me what you want to do. Krishna says, do that, and Arjuna says, yes, I've thought about it, and it's not like I want to fight, but you want me to do that, so I'll do that for you. That should be the mood for everyone. He committed then what would be looked at as material violence, but actually he was helping Krishna to free all of those souls from the material world and get them up to a much better situation in the spiritual world. That's what he really did. He did his duty as a Kshatriya. Truthfulness, we'll say that's the last one. It is so good to be truthful because you don't have to manufacture anything to try to cover up lies that were said earlier. The mind is really free. The mind is clean. A person that's truthful, his mind is like that, or a mind is like that. They don't have to worry about what they'll say the next time, whether they remember it or not. If they remember, if they try to remember something, but they were not truthful about it, and next time they say something different, and the person that heard it can remember both situations and realize that statements that have been made about that same thing are two different opposing statements, then that affects the reputation of the person who spoke like that. That's why truthfulness is always important. Truthfulness also increases trust. A person that is known to tell the truth will be a person that will be believed in all kinds of situations. So truthfulness is to our advantage. Truthfulness increases trustworthiness. So all of these will help in our renunciation. Truthfulness, the supreme truth, is Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And if we renounce other things and take to him, actually we don't own anything. It's just a question of having the mindset being in the spiritual rather than the material. Because the material is owned by Krishna and the spiritual is also owned by Krishna. And so when we turn our minds to the spiritual, according to the spiritual master's instruction, and do what he says to do, then we have renounced the material and connected with the spiritual. That is proper renunciation. Give up the material. Give up the material. Means use the material indirectly or directly for Krishna consciousness, not for our own sense gratification. Do only things that are necessary material and then put your mind on Krishna consciousness the whole time. That is renunciation. And that was what Bharat Maharaj, as Shukadeva Goswami is describing to Maharaj Parikshit, did by leaving so much opulence that was in his kingdom and being attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, wanting to serve him 100%. That was his aim. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. The text translation is, Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, the activities of Bharat Maharaj are wonderful. He gave up everything difficult for others to give up. He gave up his kingdom, his wife, and his family. His opulence was so great that even the demigods envied it, yet he gave it up. It was quite befitting a great personality like him to be a great devotee. He could renounce everything because he was so attracted to the beauty of Krishna, opulence of Krishna, reputation of Krishna, knowledge of Krishna, strength and renunciation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And so Krishna is so attractive, says Shukadeva Goswami, that one can give up all desirable things material for his sake. Indeed, even liberation is considered a byproduct, insignificant for those whose minds are attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai." So, we can open up Gautam Prabhu for questions or comments.
Hare Krishna, thank you,
Prabhu,
for the nice class.
Hare Krishna, jai, bless you, Srila Prabhupada. And Guru Maharaj.
So, Prabhu, I want to ask one advice regarding, suppose, when we go through some distress on the personal front, then sometimes we don't have enthusiasm to carry on our devotional service as usual. In those situations, how to stay motivated?
There's important, a very important question.
For example, some of your relatives, the close relatives in the hospital and in a serious condition, then how to keep motivated? We study, yeah, it's equipoised, but implementing practically, principle of Gita, so I want some advice on that.
Hare Krishna. Yes, it's been happening these days a lot because of the pandemic. And yes, it is a material problem. That's the first mindset that we should have. We have a material problems, one of many material problems that happen in the material world. Now, our emotions, and we're not like stones. We have emotions. The heart has emotions. We have to do what is necessary. We have to do what is necessary. We pray, first we pray to the spiritual master for guidance, because we have a tendency to jump and say, okay, this has to be done, that has to be done, that has to be done. Yes. But the first thing is, you go offer your dandavats in front of the spiritual master's picture, if the spiritual master is not present with you physically at the time. Put the whole thing on his lotus feet, because as soon as you do that, then you have told Krishna by that prayer, that the guidance should be given to you for everything that is done through you for helping the situation. So the first thing is prayer, so that the entire thing, even the material things, are done according to what's best for the person that you're going to help. The mindset will be that of being a little troubled. Of course, that will be there because our hearts are like that. And we're compassionate. And even if we're not that compassionate, the very fact that we have a person who is a relative will bring compassion on us somehow. We have to try to help the situation. And anxiety will follow. Now, we should never, never stay away from the mantra. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that is the time we chant even in greater desperation. We need to understand that Krishna is in control of everything. And therefore, we do not know the person who is challenged, you know, physically, their future in terms of the way things are arranged on this world for, in this world for them to do. So we put out our best in terms of help, praying first, and then we put out our best. Whatever should happen, let it happen according to your will. That should be our prayer. Not praying that, well, we would like for them to get better. That definitely is there. But we should pray. The higher level of prayer is, as you like, let your will be done, as you like in this situation. And then you put in your best to help as the ideas come, because you've prayed for ideas to be able to be effective in helping that particular person. That's the extent to which we can go. And we leave everything to the hands of the Lord. Now, associating with devotees, this is the time the person you're closest to and you can reveal your mind to should be contacted, either earlier or later. Sometimes help in terms of suggestions may come from Krishna through that particular person. But once you pray like that, then Krishna would arrange, Because every prayer, as my Guru Maharaj has told me, every prayer gets heard. Every prayer gets heard. So prayer to improve our own sadhana will be heard. And there's help to do that too. Never give up, because this place is a place where it's, you know, life is temporary. So some people will leave. So at some point we ourselves would leave, and other people will feel the same way that we're feeling with somebody else who's challenged, whose body is challenged like that. So all of those should ring in our minds as we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and put ourselves physically in position to help that person. So we help and we leave the results of what happens to Krishna. Definitely connect with devotees, because when your heart is down, you need a devotee association, either through telephone, text, or physical presence. That you must seek. Don't try to do it alone, because it becomes too difficult and Maya gives you all kinds of crazy ideas sometimes. You might think it's best and it's not. But prayer guides us in association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. That's a very nice answer. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you a lot.
Yeah, God should
pray.
Any other questions or comments? Okay. I guess we can end. Hare Krishna.
Okay, then we can stop it. Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.
Jai. Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.
Jai. Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. J